All right, so today we're diving into the world of Elon Musk.
He is everywhere these days,
You
isn't
know it.
he?
Everyone's heard of him, seen the memes, but this deep dive, it's about going deeper.
Beyond the rockets and the tweets.
Exactly. We're unpacking the man, the myth, the legend, or, well, however you see him.
Larger than life, that one.
That's an understatement. And
Wow.
trust me, we could spend hours analyzing every move, but today's about efficient insight. You've given us his Wikipedia page.
Which is great for this sort of thing.
Perfect for a broad overview. We'll pull out the most useful, the most interesting stuff just for you. Think Elon Musk 101, but way more engaging.
Way more. Honestly, even the bare facts of his life, it's like a movie script.
Okay, so let's unpack this. Born in South Africa, ends up a US citizen, but get this, there's a pit stop for Canadian citizenship, thanks to his mom.
Unconventional start right out the gate.
And that's just the beginning. His childhood. Complicated, to say the least. Wikipedia tells us wealthy family, sure, but described his upbringing as difficult. And then there's the whole self-taught programmer thing.
The guy was selling video games at 12.
Hold up, 12 years old, I was barely comprehending dial-up internet at that age. This kid's out here coding, making bank. What does that tell us about mini Elon?
It hints at these core traits, you know, the drive, self-reliance, comfort with risk that most people, it's just unimaginable. Plus, the guy's a total bookworm, huge sci-fi fan, Lord of the Rings especially.
Now that you mention it, I'm seeing a pattern, not just escaping into fantasy worlds, but absorbing these narratives, right? Ambition, going against the odds, achieving the impossible.
Precisely. The line between devouring those stories and deciding, I want to colonize Mars. Thinner than you think, but getting ahead of myself.
Right, back on track. So, after a bit of a roller coaster childhood, seriously, three different high schools, he lands at the University of Pennsylvania.
Ends up with not one but two bachelor's degrees, physics and economics. Just casually picks those up.
Yeah, just another day at the office, though I hear those legendary house parties he threw probably taught him a thing or two about business as well.
Tuition-paying parties, that's entrepreneurial right there.
Okay, so not just a bookworm then. Hustle, we got hustle.
Yeah.
And this is where Elon, as entrepreneur, really takes off. Speaking of, let's talk early ventures. Zip2, online city guide, back when the internet was still finding its feet.
Mid-90s, most people were still trying to figure out what WWW even meant.
And he co-founds this with his brother, Kimball. They managed to sell it for, get this, over $300 million.
Hundreds of millions. I was eating ramen noodles and wondering what my life was about.
I feel that. But of course, he doesn't stop there.
Oh, not even close. 1999, same year, multimillionaire by this point, co-founds X.com.
It's a good year.
Right, online financial services company. And, well, things were about to get interesting.
Talk about an understatement. X.com decides to merge with this little company you might have heard of, Confinity.
Confinity, yes.
Yeah.
Which, as we all know,
Became PayPal.
online payment
Yeah.
revolutionized how we shop, how we think about money online.
And gave us the term PayPal Mafia, Elon and some seriously successful early employees.
A force to be reckoned with.
And from there, things, to put it mildly, start to
I
accelerate.
bet they do.
Because next on the Elon agenda, space. 2002 founds SpaceX with the very casual goal of colonizing
And
Mars.
to be clear, this wasn't just building rockets, though they've done that quite well, I'd say.
Spectacularly, even.
It's about disrupting the whole space travel game. Reusable spacecraft tech, changing the economics of it all.
Which is kind of a big deal, right? Because the old way, one rocket, one trip, insanely expensive.
SpaceX, it's about sustainability. For the environment, sure, but economic sustainability too. Long game, though, as Elon said many times. Self-sustaining colony on Mars. Even throughout a number. $10 billion to get the party started, spread over a decade.
Which, in space terms, might actually be a bargain. And this is where Starlink enters the chat, right? Their satellite internet thing. Global coverage, even in the middle of nowhere. Ambitious.
Definitely ambitious, aiming for global connectivity. But it hasn't been without hiccups. Some say light pollution ruining the night sky. Others, a game changer for connecting the unconnected.
That's a lot, that's for sure. And just when the world's wrapping its head around SpaceX, he dives headfirst into disrupting yet another industry, the automotive world. Tesla Motors is born. Later, just Tesla.
Which, very much in Elon fashion, wasn't an instant success. Skepticism, delays, almost went bankrupt. Early days.
This was back in 2008, right? Financial crisis, not exactly ideal for a startup,
Yeah.
especially one trying to, well, reinvent the wheel, so to speak. But
Yeah.
then something interesting happens. Tesla's stock, it takes off, right? Like, really takes off. Yeah. Some people making a fortune, others getting a little apprehensive.
I can see why. This wasn't just, you know, your average stock going up and down. By 2020, Tesla's the most valuable car maker on the planet.
The planet. Ahead of those legacy companies, the ones that have been around for like a century.
And then late 2021, their market cap hits a cool $1 trillion. Trillion dollars with a T. A handful of companies in U.S. history have ever reached that level.
Talk about defying expectations.
Yeah.
But it's also where Elon's, let's call it unique leadership style,
yeah,
and that whole Twitter presence really start making headlines. This is the same time, remember, that he decides to sell 10% of his Tesla stock based on a Twitter poll.
A move that, left some people scratching their heads, to say the least.
To say the least. But Elon being Elon, he claims it's all about, what was it, tax avoidance.
Tax avoidance, yeah. He did end up selling about $16.4 billion worth of stock by the end of the year.
Which, hey, if you've got those unrealized gains, might as well, right? But naturally, not without some side effects, the SEC takes notice.
The SEC does not mess around. When it comes to financial regulations, you do not want them on your bad side.
Understatement of the year. So what happens?
Both Elon and Kimball end up under investigation. Potential insider trading related to that whole stock sale. So you've got Tesla becoming a household name, electric vehicles going mainstream, and this whole other drama unfolding in the background.
Like a real-life soap opera, but with like rockets and stock options instead of, you know, love triangles. And somewhere in the middle of all this, he unveils Optimus.
The Tesla bot.
For those who haven't been keeping up with their Elon news, this is, well, a humanoid robot that Tesla is developing.
Sounds like science fiction.
Yeah.
The vision. Optimus handling tasks, factory work, maybe even helping out around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Early stages for sure, but it just shows you the man's got a knack for tackling the future head on.
Speaking of tackling things head on, let's talk about the saga that I think it's safe to say broke the internet a few times over. Elon Musk vies Twitter.
Where were you when it happened?
Seriously. It all started, as many things do these days, with a single tweet.
Ah, yes. The tweet heard round the world. 2022, Elon starts casually buying up Twitter stock, becomes their largest shareholder, and then, well, things get really interesting.
To put it mildly, Twitter offers him a board seat.
Which he initially accepts.
Then turns down. And remember, board seat comes with limitations. How much of the company you can own, what you can and can't do.
And limitations. Not exactly Elon style.
So naturally, what does he do? Makes a play for the whole damn thing.
Full-blown takeover bid. Offering $54.20 per share for Twitter.
Which, gotta admit, pretty sweet deal for shareholders. But Twitter's board, not exactly thrilled.
They were not playing around. Attempted to block the takeover. Poison pill strategy, they called it.
Poison pill? Sounds pretty hardcore.
It's a way to make the company less appealing to a buyer. Way more expensive to buy up a controlling stake.
But Elon, being Elon, doesn't back down easily. Secures financing for the deal. Remember those loans he took out against his Tesla stock?
Oh yeah, those loans. This is where they come in.
By the end of April 2022, it's a done deal. Elon Musk owns Twitter.
$44 billion.
And the internet, as you might imagine.
Lost its collective mind.
An understatement, if I've ever heard one.
What follows? A whirlwind. Elon's not wasting time. Executives out. Policies rewritten. Staff reductions.
Big time.
And of course, he's documenting the whole thing on Twitter.
Play by play. In real time. Wild time to be on that platform. Content moderation. Huge debate. Free speech absolutism. That was the phrase of the day. Banned accounts. Popping back up.
Advertisers getting nervous. Which, I get it, imagine. You're a brand and your ads are showing up next to, well, let's just say some interesting characters.
And just when he thought it couldn't get weirder, we get the Twitter files, this whole exposing government censorship thing.
Right, a trove of internal documents.
Yeah.
Made public. Now, it's important to note, Twitter's own legal team, they disputed the whole government censorship claim.
More about internal discussions, policy stuff, not some massive conspiracy, but the perception, the way Elon framed it, that Twitter had been silencing certain voices.
Which plays into this whole thing with Elon, right? Champion of free speech, even when that speech is controversial, let's say.
And then, cherry on top, he renames Twitter to X. I still don't know what to make of that one.
Yeah. Part of the vision, he says, everything app, social media, messaging, payments, who knows what else. Bold move.
Bold is one word for it. But then again, Elon's not exactly known for shying away from a challenge. Speaking of bold moves, late 2022 drops another bombshell. He's stepping down as CEO of X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it these days.
After one of his infamous polls.
Right, where users voted on whether he should step down.
And the people had spoken.
So he did. 5 months later, Linda Yaccarino, former NBC Universal exec, she's CEO now, Elon, executive chairman, CTO. So not entirely out of the picture.
Still pulling some strings, just from a different chair.
Yeah.
But the drama doesn't end there.
Because of course it doesn't.
Late 2023, X, formerly known as Twitter, files a lawsuit against Media Matters, allegedly manipulating the platform.
Manipulating how?
The claim was they were making it look like ads were appearing next to, well, pretty extreme content.
Trying to make X look bad.
Essentially, yeah.
Mm.
Media Matters denied it, of course. Said they were highlighting the issue of extremist content. Whole he said, she said situation.
Another day, another controversy in the Elon Musk universe. But let's move on from the whole Twitter X saga for a minute. This is a man of many interests, after all. We're talking someone who wants to revolutionize transportation, dive into AI, and oh yeah, dig tunnels.
Tunnels. That one always throws people for a loop.
Because, well, tunnels. Like underground. What's the big idea there?
Well, 2017. Starts the Boring Company.
Cool.
Boring tunnels. Right there in the name.
Okay, fair enough. But why? What's the grand plan? Not just digging holes for fun, right? It's like something out of a sci-fi novel, right? Tunnels. But his vision is use them to combat traffic. Underground networks. High-speed transportation. Ah. Special vehicles. The whole shebang.
It's like an underground version of his Hyperloop thing.
Hyperloop, right. Pods, vacuum tubes going insanely fast. I remember reading about that competition SpaceX did. For students, designing Hyperloop pods.
Yeah, encouraging innovation in transportation.
Yeah.
But Elon's own Hyperloop plans. Bit of a bumpy ride.
Bumpy? How? Like, did any of these tunnel projects actually, you know, get built?
There were big plans. Oh, yeah. Chicago, West Los Angeles. Those got scrapped.
So much for revolutionizing commutes.
Not so fast. One that did happen. Las Vegas Convention Center Loop.
The Vegas Loop, I've seen videos. It's basically an underground Tesla taxi service.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Local officials even gave the go-ahead to expand it. So, who knows?
Okay, so maybe the tunnel vision isn't so crazy after all. But, gotta pick it here to something that definitely sounds like sci-fi. Neuralink. This one, I'll admit, fascinates me and freaks me out a little.
It's next-level stuff for sure. Neurotechnology company. Brain-computer interfaces, that's the game.
Brain-computer interfaces, I mean, it sounds amazing. Controlling devices with your mind, restoring sensory function, maybe even treating, like, neurological disorders. But then you're talking about messing with the brain. That's a lot of power, ethically speaking.
It's huge. And, yeah, comes with some baggage. Can't ignore that. Right now, it's early. Most testing's on animals, which that's drawn criticism to. The animal rights groups, they're not exactly thrilled.
Right. There were those allegations about animal cruelty. And even some Neuralink employees spoke out, right, about the pace, the pressure, maybe things moving too fast.
Yeah, like that whole move fast and break things mentality doesn't always translate when you're talking about, you know, the human brain.
Yeah, messing with evolution there. Yeah. But regardless, they did get FDA approval. September 2023. Human trials. Here we come.
So brain-computer interfaces, once a thing of the future. Could be a reality sooner than we think.
Okay, before we get too deep into our own brains here, gotta ask about something I was not expecting to find on Elon's resume.
Music.
Oh yeah, his music career. Short, but memorable.
Wait, what? For real? Like, he's a musician?
He dabbled. 2019, dropped a rap track on SoundCloud, R.I.P. Harambe.
Hold up, as in Harambe the gorilla. You're messing with me. Not at all. R.I.P. Harambe. It's a classic. References the whole incident, you know.
I don't need to sit down for this. He's, just rap.
He did an EDM track, too. 2020. Don't doubt her vibe.
Seriously, from rockets to EDM, what can't this guy do?
Well, I mean, conquer the music charts, apparently.
Yeah.
Those tracks haven't exactly gone viral, but it shows a side of him we don't always see. Playful, willing to poke fun at himself.
All right, fair enough. But speaking of things that are a little unconventional, gotta talk about the company town concept. It sounds, I don't know, futuristic, but also kind of creepy.
Creepy might be strong, but it's definitely interesting. Starting 2020, he's buying up tons of land outside Austin, Texas. Thousands of acres, billions of dollars worth.
That's a lot of real estate. What's he building? A rocket launch pad in his backyard.
Not quite a launch pad, but company towns. One's being built right now, Snailbrook. Housing for employees from his various companies.
So he's creating, like, these self-contained communities where everyone works for Elon. That's bold. Yeah. Even for him.
It's a choice. And it's not just housing. Plans for a school, a university, even some kind of utopian vision for how these towns will operate.
Utopian sounds optimistic for Elon, I mean, the whole company town thing, it does make you wonder, right? Control, privacy, work-life balance, it's a lot to unpack. But for now, let's shift gears to something a little less abstract. Elon Musk, the billionaire.
Right. The man's net worth is mind-boggling. Remember that $175.8 million from selling PayPal back in 2002?
Pocket change these days, I'm
Yeah.
guessing. What are we talking now?
As of August 2024, Forbes estimates his net worth is around $247 billion.
Hold on, $247 billion. That's more than the GDP of some countries.
It's an insane amount of wealth.
Yeah.
And with that kind of money comes a platform. Elon's used his to share his views on, well, pretty much everything.
He's never been shy about speaking his mind. The Twitter feed, X, whatever we're calling it now, it's something else. Finance, tech, existential threats, you name it, he's got thoughts.
And those thoughts, they've evolved, you could say. Used to be seen as pretty apolitical, but since the whole Twitter thing, he's a lot more vocal, especially about politics.
Yeah, and his political views, they've definitely stirred up some controversy.
He's gone after Democrats, Republicans, hard to pin down, really. But he's definitely expressed support for some conservative viewpoints, which that rubs some people the wrong way, especially those who saw him as this, like, progressive icon.
It's complicated, right? Because he's also a big supporter of sustainable energy, fighting climate change. That's not exactly your typical conservative talking point.
Exactly. He's this weird mix of viewpoints.
Yeah.
But one thing's for sure, he's not afraid of controversy. Challenge the Biden administration, electric vehicle policies, government regulations. He sees it as stifling innovation, holding things back.
He's a disruptor, not just in business, but in the whole like political arena. It's like he thrives on shaking things up.
Shaking things up seems to be his default setting.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today. Childhood, companies, successes, controversies, that unique worldview. It's been a wild ride.
It has. Elon Musk. Complex, fascinating, brilliant, ambitious, sometimes reckless, but never, ever boring.
He's a walking contradiction, you're right. But his impact, you can't deny it. Pushing boundaries, challenging norms, making us rethink what's possible. The big question is, what's the legacy going to be? Visionary who made the world better, or.
That's the million-dollar question. Time will tell how history judges Elon Musk and what he's done, but one thing's for sure, he's not going anywhere anytime soon. And the world will be watching his every move.
And on that note, we wrap up our deep dive into the world of Elon Musk. It's been real, folks. Until next time, keep those brains engaged. There's always more to discover.